Okay, let's get into Peah, Daf Samach Zayin, the last parak here in the seventh parak of Maseches Peah. And again, this Maseches Shiurim, sponsored anonymously in honor of their parents and with immense gratitude to the OU for their work in all aspects of Jewish life. So we are on Samach Vav Amud Beis, discussing Hekdesh. We discussed the concept of Hekdesh and the Isser of Me'ilah. We discussed a little bit at the end of the shiur, what is the source for the Isser of Me'ilah. Unclear. The big discussion in the Achronim, Reb Chaim and Hilchas Me'ilah and others, Reb Elchanan and Reb Yosef Engel discuss what exactly is the root of the Isser of Me'ilah. Is it more of a Gezel Hekdesh or is it Bizayon Hekdesh? Maybe there are two types. Maybe the two types of Me'ilah, as we said, Me'ilah Dehutsa and Me'ilah Dahana, have these two elements. But there's definitely an element of Gezel Hekdesh when it comes to Me'ilah, right? The fact that the Reb Chaim says, another Achronim, the fact that there could be Mitztaref over time to a Shava Pruta. There's an interesting Raya that Reb Chaim brings in Hilchas Me'ilah, where the Gemara talks about in Bava Metzia that a Poel, a worker, is allowed to eat from the fruit of his field that he's working in. Right, they're not only an Isra muzzling by animals, there's an Isra muzzling by people. The Gemara requires a pasuk to say that a poel is not allowed to eat if the field is hektish. If the field belongs to hektish, then he can't eat from the field. And Reb Chaim asks, why need a pasuk for that? You don't need a pasuk to tell me that if a nazir is your worker, he can't eat from the grapes that he's working in. There's a separate isser of wine for a nazir. So why would I have thought? What need a pasuk for? Says Reb Chaim, why would I need a pasuk to have thought that the isser me'ilah would have been matir? So the answer is because the isser me'ilah at root is an isser of gezel. And gezel is mutter. There's no gezel that when it comes to a worker from an employer's field. There's no gezel there he's allowed to. So I would have thought maybe this type of gezel is also mutter. So that's his raya. Demavur bazed dekol yisod iser me'ilahu mishum din gezel hektish. Gezel hektish, and that's why you would need the pasuk. Lo shayach lemelef klal shar isur mi gezel. Milvadi isur mi mamona lo yafinan. Elo de poal lo. To hutar isur gezel. Ki im da ayadezed di tira torah le poal lecho becomes chaveiro. Memela ain't ze gezel klal. There's no gezel. Mashenkin benazir. O maisha sheni chutz lachoma. Vishari surin harahain be isuran. Imkin mechetesi he mutar apol be asurlo. Vlotzor korlemute klal. You wouldn't need a pasuk to exclude. And he also quotes, as we said, the shir is pruta and sir famila's mamaruba. So the isser as a root is gezel hektish. But again, there's definitely an issue of bizayin hektish as well relating to meila. So now the Gemara says here on Samach Vav Beis, hamakdish de ilan maushi shayr lo begiduleyin. We're going to relate this question to our Mishnah. The question is, if somebody is makdish an orchard, I have a whole orchard in my backyard, so I for sure makdish the trees. The trees are hektish. But what about the fruit? Both the fruit that are on the trees now and the fruit that's going to grow. Was I makdish that? The Marafolda points out, doesn't the Mishnah in Me'ilah say on Daf Yud Gimel that if you're makdish a tree full of fruit, there is Me'ilah? So he says, according to one day of the Gemara, that's only if you said it beferish. If you were beferish, makdish the trees with the fruit. So if you say that, then there's no question. If it's not true, and he quotes the Gemara Bava Basra Daf Ayin Tes, even if you were makdish stam, it's automatic. So then our question is difficult. You have to say our Gemara is going like that other day. That if you said it beferish, then for sure it works. But if you didn't say it beferish, if you just said I makdish my orchard, are the fruit included? That is the question. So Nishmei Nemen Ada. So maybe we should prove it from our Mishnah. Because what does our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah said if somebody is makdish the field before the ololos are recognizable, so then it belongs to him and it's all hektish. But once Mishenodu ha'ololos, but once the ololos are existent, so then ha'ololos laniyim, the ololos go to the aniyim. So what at this havamin, at this stage, we assume, why is that? Because when a person is makdish, then he does not include the karam, doesn't include the grapes and the fruit. That's what we think. At this stage, the Marafolda says, so why is it only the ololos that are not included? What about the regular eskolos? So the Marafolda says, in a chinami, maybe at this stage of the Gemara, none of the fruit would be included, and it's only Durabanan that we would include the other fruit. But either way, the Gemara rejects this. The Gemara says, no, you can't prove it from our Mishnah that the fruit are not included, because the reason the fruit are not included in our Mishnah is not because of the fact the umdina, that the fruit wouldn't be included, but because of, like we saw yesterday, shan yehid, she'ena the makdash, jama shena shalo, a person can't be makdash something that's not his. And the ololos, once they exist, they belong to aniyim, and therefore it is out of the jurisdiction, out of the authority of the bialim to be makdash it, right? Nothing to do with whether fruit are included or are not included in a situation where it is stam. That's not the issue. Well, we saw to be makdash to something, it has to be shiloh, it has to be bershuso, as we saw yesterday from Rabbi Yochanan in Maseches Bava Kamma. So the Gemara says, one second, me'ata, if it's true that in the makdash davar shina shiloh, afilo lo nodua ololos yu olos shalaniyim, that even if the ololos are not visible or known, so then it should go to the aniyim, right? Even if it didn't grow yet, even if it's not recognizable yet, once it grows, it's shalaniyim. But again, the Achronim point out, is it shel aniyim or is it hefker la aniyim? It's somehow shayach to the aniyim. So why don't we say that no matter what, even if he didn't know, if he's makdash it very early, it also should not go to the aniyim? Gemara answers, shan yehi shi karam hektish. No, the point is that once he's makdash it before the ololos are visible and even grown, then the karam now belongs to hektish and there's a separate special din. There's no ololos from karam hektish. Right, there's no olos from a sedeh hekdesh. Kahada detani, like we learned in the Brisa. Hanotea karam lehekdesh. If somebody plants something and he has in mind, this is going to be hekdesh's karam. Hanotea karam lehekdesh. Patr mina arla mina ravai. There's no arla. If it belongs to hekdesh, then even the first year you can enjoy the fruits. Right, there's no arla. The first 3 years, it's not off limits. Umin ha ravai. And there's no ravai also. Umin ha ololos. And there's no ololos. That's the one that's important for us. So you see, once he's makdash it before, no duha ololos, then the field belongs to hektish, and therefore there is no ololos from it. V'chayev b'shvius, but the Brisa adds on, there is a chayev shvius, right? If somebody is makdish a field during Shemitah, then there's kedusha shvius and there's kedusha hektish. There's a double kedusha, as the Hashem will talk about in a minute. Reb Zeir, Reb Shem, Reb Yochanan, v'shav sa'ar, Shabbos Lashem. What's the source for that? Because the Pasuk says in Bahar, v'shav sa'ar, the land shall rest, Shabbos Lashem. A number of drashos chazal based on this pasuk, davar shehu lashem kedushas shvius chala alav. Something that is lashem, Shabbos lashem, there still could be kedushas shvius, and there's a special pasuk zeres hakasif that there could be two kedushos on something. There's kedushas shvius and kedushas hekdish are both chal. Interesting. The kedushas shvius creates isurim, creates statuses, but also creates mitzvos. Right? There's a big discussion in the Achronim. What is the pshat of the Ramban? The Ramban adds on, we know the Ramban at the end of Sefer HaMitzvahs, he knocked out a number of mitzvahs that the Rambam counted, and then he added on a few at the end. So the third mitzvah that the Ramban says that the Rambam forgot was the mitzvah of eating Shemitah fruit. Sha'amra Torah b'pei reshvias v'haisa ar shabbas aris lachem la'achla v'darshu la'achla v'lo l'schora. And they darshan to eat and not to do business with, which we'll get to soon. V'zed dvar taru, that's a din daraisa. Nimsa, porea chovo b'per shvius. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, you can't pay a loan, can't pay up an obligation with per shvius. V'tar arma la'achla v'lo l'schara. Right, so there's a mitzvah of la'achla. V'chein b'kom l'zrabi min ha-talmud ba ha-lashon hazeh. V'achlu evyonei amcha, shalo amar le'evyonei amcha ta'azov otam. V'achlu, right, it's a mitzvah. There's an Isser Aseh if you violate. So what does the Ramban mean? So you might say, and this is what the Chazon Ish assumes, and this is what the Rav Asher Weiss and many Achronim assume, that he doesn't really mean a mitzvah daraisa to eat like truma, like karbanos, like matzah. Doesn't really mean that. Because why does he emphasize v'lo l'schora? Right, there's la'achla v'lo lehefsid, la'achla v'lo a few things. But he only quotes l'schara. So many assume that it's just an isser asay. It's not really a mitzvah asay. It's an isser asay. Eat it so that you don't do business with it, so that you don't cause it to loss. So it's really more of an isser asay, not a mitzvah asay. But there are some that assume that it's a real mitzvah asay. It's a real mitzvah asay. And that the Rambam obviously doesn't count it. L'may nafgemina. So if you look in the Mitzvah Samelech, Rabbi Sement writes in on this mitzvah, he says maybe a nafgemina could be. Well, let's just say the Chakira first. Yesh la'ayim b'yisoda iser d'lachem v'lo l'schora. Inema is an iser schora. Name of that mitzvah yiguf achila. Together, adrusha d'lachem v'lo l'schora is la'achla a function of v'lo l'schora, or is v'lo l'schora a function of la'achla? That if you do business, then you're not fulfilling the mitzvah, let's say, of eating it. So a nafgemina could be is there a shear, a minimum shear for destroying Shvius, for Hefsid Peir Shvius? Right, if it's the Ma'arid al-Ghazi as a suffix, whether the Isser of Tefsa Be'er Shvias is even less than a Kezias. Or, just like Mitzvah Zachila is with a Kezias, so to the Hefsid. So if you say it's a Mitzvah Zachila, so maybe the Shia would be a Kezias, because that's the Bittul of the Mitzvah. But if it's not about that, it's just an Isser, so maybe even less. Would you make a Bracha? Would you make a special Bracha? O Nafgamina Yitachin Linyan Bracha Yimavarchin Birchas HaMitzvah Ba'achilas Peir Shvias. The Rambam at the end of Hilchos Trumos talks about a special Bracha when you eat Truma. And the Ketzav Mishnah and the Radvaz have a Machlokas there about the Bracha. So the Radvaz says that a Bracha and a Mitzvah Kiyumis is not a Mitzvah de Pshita. Okay, Bracha number two. Number three, who is the Isra Schora on? Is it on the mocher, or is it also on the lokeach? And all of these are different nafkaminas, but that's in terms of the understanding of the kedusha of peir shvias and the mitzvah achila that the Ramban counts. There's many other aspects of shmita. The hefker shvias, is it automatic? Shabbos Lashem. Is it what's called afkata de malka, or is it afkata de gavra? That's the language of the some Rishonim, the Mordechai and Tosfos Rid and others discuss that the Minchas Chinuch. But that's in terms of kedusha. So let's see if we'll get back to the kedusha shvias, but let's continue for now. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, boy kumi Rabbi Mana. So what are you supposed to do, right? The Braisa just said that you could have shmita hektish fruit, right? If you have shmita fruit, then if you have hektish fruit, there's no arla or ravai or ololos, but there can be shmita. So if you have a shmita hektish fruit, so how do you eat it? How do you eat it? This asked the Gemara. Just to take a bite out of it and eat it without redeeming it. Yeah, that you can't do. You can never eat something that's belonging to the base of Mikdash, that's not a carbon, just without being podit. Right? Hektish can't be removed without being podit, with switching the Kedusha onto something else. Liftoso v'lo'ochlo. So what's the other choice? To give money to the base of Mikdash, the Kedusha switches? That's also a problem. Because we know this item, these fruit, have a double Kedusha. It has Kedusha of Hektish and Kedusha of Shemitah. So to be podem mitzah the Kedusha of Hektish, that's fine. So the Kedusha is going to switch. That's fine. And there's even a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of Pidyon Hektish. There's a mitzvah of Pidyon Hektish. So that's the problem then, says the Gemara. Because you can't use Shvius to buy yourself a mitzvah. And that's what's going on here. It's like a schora, says the Ma'ara Fulda, because I'm buying the mitzvah of Pidyon Shvius with my Pidyon Hektish. Pidyon Hektish is a mitzvah. Pidyon Shvius, you're not allowed to use Shmita value. So, Liftosav lochlo nimsa kolokeach lo kardom b'demei Shvius. It's like you're buying an axe. Buying an axe with demei Shvius. It's like you're buying a mitzvah. Whatever you buy, you can't use your demei Shvius to buy anything. Look at the Ma'ara Fulda. Shahari mos halalu shu poda ben peiros min hektish yesh alen shtei kedushos. The Ma'ara Fulda explains this beautifully. Right, the money that you have, that you're being poda, the fruit, are going to end up with it, two kedushos. Achas kedushas hektish, achas demei Shvius. Kedushas hektish and demei Shvius. Shari Khalifi Peirashvias who knows Hirosan. The Demei Shvias also look about Shul Mitzvah. And Demei Shvias you can't buy anything with. That's the Isra of Lischora, as we just described. The Chinosin Moos Halalu Lahektish. Bishvil Peirosav Shehektish, when you give this money to redeem Hektish, Harihu Marviach Bemoos Halalu Mitzvazu. You're benefiting with this money, you're benefiting, you know, a mitzvah. Davili ki ilu hektish mos halalu lehektish v'nena behem. And that's not allowed. So therefore, how are you supposed to eat this? So answers the Gemara, what are you supposed to do with this fruit that has kedushas, shvius, and hektish? Amar le, hagizbar machlifo biyad acher. It's only a mitzvah for the person who is makdish it to be podet. Someone else has no mitzvah. So that's what the gizbar does. The gizbar goes and finds somebody else to be podet. And in that way, it's not a mitzvah. And therefore, that would be okay. And the fruit are left with Kedusha Shvius, without Kedusha Sektish. Right? The fruit are left with Kedusha Shvius, because remember, the Demei Shvius, that's Nitfas. The Gemara says it's Nitfas with the money, and then the money you can switch with anything else, right? The whole line of switching Shemitah fruit, the original fruit always keep their Kedusha, their Kedusha's Peir Shvius. And then whatever you oppose it for, that Kedusha could transfer. But here, the fruit remain with Shemitah Kedusha, and the money, the Kedusha Hektish was transferred, so then you could eat it after you do that. Good. Amar Matanya, one more section to this Gemara. Matanya says, but wait a minute. Why couldn't you just say the following? V'lama less on an Amrin, maybe you could have said that the whole thing shouldn't be a problem. Why? Why don't we say, ki da'amar Rabbi Yochanan divrei Rabbi Yossi? Like Rabbi Yochanan explains Rabbi Yossi. What is Rabbi Yossi? So this is, if you remember, we discussed this a few weeks ago, this came up. The Machlokes in the Gemara in Nedarim on Daf Mem Gimel, where the Gemara talks about, if I'm mudra anah from someone, you can't get any hana from me. And we're walking, we're taking a teal together. And you are very thirsty, and I have a bottle of water. So I can't give you the bottle of water because you're mudra anah from me. Oh, I have a great idea. I'll be mafka the bottle of water, put it on the rock, and you'll go and take it. Does that work? The Chachamim say, yeah. Chachamim say that works. Hay mahalchin baderach ve'en lo mayochal. Im eini mahim acher, meniach ala sela, o ala geder, v'yomer, harim ufkaron lakom ishi achbots, v'ala noto v'ochel. That works. I can put it down, be mafka it, and then it's yours. Reb Yossi says you can't do that. Why not? So the Gemara there, Nedarim Mem Gimel, Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, my time with Rabbi Yossi. Right? So why does Rabbi Yochanan say that? Because Rabbi Yossi holds, Hefker is Kimatana. Just like a Matana, Ada Asiyam Rishus Nosin Rishus Makabel, just like Matana, it doesn't leave the Nosin's Rishus until the Makabel gets it. Av Hefker Ada Asiyam Rishus Zoche, so do Rabbi Yossi's Shita is that Hefker is only out of the Rishus of the Mafkir once the Zoche gets it. Once the Zocha gets it. But then the Gemara quotes the name of Rabbi Yossi. Our Gemara has this in the name of Rabbi Yochanan explaining Rabbi Yossi. Maybe Rabbi Yossi's Shita is limited. When does Rabbi Yossi say that I can't do that? That's only, back to our Gemara now, Da'amar Rabbi Yochanan, Divrei Rabbi Yossi Rishus Kadam Nedero Lef Kero. If I'm already Mudr Hana from this person, and then all of a sudden I'm Mafkirit, then that doesn't work. That doesn't work. That's called getting Hana from me because it's still mine. But what happens if I was Mafkir something yesterday? And then I'm mudr hana from him. So then, even though Rabbi Yossi says it's still connected to me, but that's okay, because I could assume that my neder did not include what I had already been mafkir. Says the Gemara. V'kol mibnesha, kodem hefker nidro lehekdesho. If you're mafkir beforehand, then Rabbi Yossi never said that. Rabbi Yossi would say that it's mutter. Why? Because it's not included. It wouldn't have been included in the neder. So says the Gemara, why couldn't the Gemara could have answered the question before? When you have Hekdesh and Shemitah, Shemitah comes first, because Shemitah is from the Torah, right? Shemitah, we know way back when, the Hefker of Shemitah goes back to Har Sinai. So it's Ke'ilu, when I'm Makdish this, it's Ke'ilu, I'm not Makdish what was already Hefker. Just like Rabbi Yossi does not include in the neder what he had already been mafkir. So why did the Gemara say what your makdish is not included in the shmita is not included in that, and therefore it's ki'ilu hefker came first. Look at the top mara fold up. Shakadim shvias lagdesho to hefker shal shana shvias hime olam. Hefker shal shvias is from Har Sinai. V'al karka kadim lagdeshu. Right, and therefore, that's how you can answer the question. You have to go with the problem of being podeh with somebody else who's not the owner. Simple, right? Kadem hefker nevda lekdev show. But again, the Gemara did not say that. So the Gemara just is bothered. Why did he give this answer to the original question? Again, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba asked Rabbi Mana. So the Gemara says Rabbi Mana could have given this answer. Matanya says Rabbi Mana could have given this answer, and then there wouldn't have been a problem. Okay. Rabbi Yossi Omer Vechulu. So back to the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi had said, right, that what if I'm makdish the the kerem before the ololos are known, then the ololos don't go to the aniyim. But if there's already ololos there, then the aniyim get it, doesn't go to the hekdish. Rabbi Yossi says though the aniyim have to pay the difference if it appreciated in between the time of the hekdish to the time that they're going to take it, since it got nourished from the hekdish ground. They have to pay that difference. Rabbi Yossi, Omer Mechul, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Mai Sahaya, Vahoruk Rabbi Yossi. There's a psak that they said like Rabbi Yossi. Fine. Ezi Shichacha Vachulu. The last line of the Mishnah says, how does Shichacha work by grapes? So Gemara said, the Mishnah said, it depends on grapes that are high up or grapes that are on the ground. Grapes that are high up, only when you get so far that you can't reach back with your hand. What about grapes on the floor, right when you pass it? So Gemara says, we had a machlokas earlier about trees between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Oshia. So each of those shitas will work well with one line of our Mishnah, well, will not work well with the other line of the Mishnah. So let's see. Ezi Shechav Al-Hulu, Les Ha Dapliga. The first line of the Mishnah said, right when it's not within hand's reach. So Les Ha Dapliga Rabbi Yochanan, isn't that against Rabbi Yochanan? It's Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan said, by trees, Bikivish Avar Lavish Shechacha, Hari Shechacha. Once you pass the tree, it's Shechacha. even if you could turn around and reach back. So isn't Rabbi Yochanan against the first line of the Mishnah, the ones that are on the aris, right? Isn't Rabbi Yochanan against that? The Gemara answers, no, there's a difference between trees and this case of aris. Shan yehi ba'aris adarko livchon. Our case is different. Usually, right, when you pass the tree, it's shechacha. But Rabbi Yochanan would agree to our Mishnah, because our Mishnah is a case of grapes on an aris. And those, you constantly look back. You constantly reevaluate. Are there still grapes there? Are there not? Maybe the grapes, these are very special type of grapes growing on the aris. The Rosh Sirlio seems to say, maybe they grow in unusual ways, so you have to like look back a few times from a few angles to look if there are any more grapes left. So Rabbi Yochanan would agree that here, it's only when you get far enough that you can't reach back. Fine. So now the Gemara says, Rabbi Oshia, who says that it's about reaching back, so that's against the Ruglios on the floor. The Afila Rabbi Oshia lesi pliga. Isn't this an argument on Rabbi Oshia too? The Rabbi Oshia Amar, Rabbi Oshia said, Rome sayisi zesim in Rabbi Chia Hagadol. I was once crushing grapes with Rabbi Chia Hagadol. Amar li, and he said to me, Kol zai she'at yochol lefshot yad chavol edo ayinu shechacha. As long as you can reach back and grab it with your hand, it's not shechacha. So, by Ruglios, our Mishnah said, it's right away, right when you pass them. Even if you could reach back. Shan yehi, shekol ruglios, for ruglios, uma oman bifnei atzmo. Our case is different, because every ruglios, every section of ruglios, it's considered its own row. And if it's considered its own row, we said earlier, then even if you could stick your hand back and get it, but if it's a new row, then you can't go back. Then you can't go back. Fine. Hadron alach kol zayis. Now we get into the final perek. The final perek of Meseches Peah. Here we go. Me'emasai. Me'emasai kol adam mutar b'leket. When do we say that the aniyim had their time, and now they're not getting it anymore, and therefore anybody could come in. Anybody could come in, including the balabayas. Me'emasai kol adam mutar b'leket. When is everybody mutar in leket? When? Mishiyachon emoshos. When the old people went through, so they're the last ones. Once they go through, so then there's nothing left to talk about. There's no more aniyim coming, and therefore anybody could go and get it. Why does the Dafka say leket? So, right, the Mefarshim explained. It's not just leket. It applies to the parrot and the olos and the shechacha too. If you look on the Tosfos Yontif says, well, you know why it says leket? Because leket, there's a good chance there's a lot of leket that's left. The shichacha and the peah, that's always in a specific spot. So that's why that was probably all taken by the aniyim. Leket is all over, though. So vatana tana leket, shu hanosher achas achas, ve'inan akadami aniyim, kulo. And therefore, there's a good chance that that is what's left. That's why the Tosfos Yontif says it is leket. So when could anybody else go in? Mishayelchu hanemoshos. Beferda ba'ololos, mishayelchu aniyim bekerem yavo. What about the parent of the olos when the aniyim go back and forth? Some say this means going twice. When the parent of the olos, when the aniyim go back and forth twice or once, back and forth, by olives, when the second rain comes. After that time in Cheshvan, so then we say that there is no, the aniyim are not going to go there anymore. Interesting, the Rambam paskins here. Well, let's step by step. The Gemara in Bamitzia quotes a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. What does it mean, nemoshos? What does it mean, nemoshos? So if you look in the first parak in Tainus, right, quotes this machlokes, right, the Mishnah is also quoted in Bamitzia, but the Pnei Moshe, let's just look at the Pnei Moshe, he quotes both opinions of nemoshos. Heina zakenim aholchim al mishavasam, the old people that walk on their sticks, that go slowly, o lukutib, and that's Rabbi Yochanan, o lukutib asalukute, or people who gather after those that gathered. The Lashon Meshoshos say, that's Meshoshos, right? They go afterwards, and that's Reish Lakish. Look at the Rambam, he quotes Reish Lakish. Me'emasai kol adam mutar b'leket, aleph yud aleph, mishi yikansu amalaktim hashniim, when the second gatherers go, v'yilkatu achar malaktim arishonim. That follow after the first gatherers, v'yetsu, and they go out. So when they go, so the Mefarshim wonder here, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan over Reish Lakish, always, except for three cases, quoted in Yevamos. So how did the Rambam here, how does he quote passing like Reish Lakish? So some say maybe it's really just giving pshat of a word, but it's the same din, right? The Kesemisha says bein hachi ubein hachi mutarim kol adam ledivrei hakol. Really, it's not really a machlokas. The Mefarshim try to figure out exactly how the Rambam passing like Reish Lakish, but there is a fundamental, very strong question on this Mishnah, and that is asked by Reb Kiva Eger on the Mishnah, and that's asked by the Rishash. and asked by the Mikdash David. And that is, so the Aniyim are allowed to get it. Aniyim are allowed to get it, lekan shekhan peya. And then what does the Mishnah say? When can anybody go and take it? What do you mean, anybody? Why don't we say that it's supposed to go to the Aniyim, but the second that the Aniyim's time is over, it goes back to the Balabayas. Right? Whether it's Kinyan Chatzer, whether it's a reversion back to his Bailus. Right? Makshima Olam, asked the Mikdash David. Amai Mutarin. Right? This is Samach Beis Hei. Why is it Mutar? Yizke Balasa Demidim Chatzer. De Ein Svara Lomar, De Balasa De Atzmo Asur La Olam Lazakos Beleket. It's impossible to say that the Balabayis is always us to take the leket, even when the whole world could take the leket. The Rosh Lazakos, right? It's he's no worse. So some say it's a Chazar Shein Mishtaberes. He said that's not true. He says Yifshal Tareitz Kain. Why should it be usher? So that's a Tzarech Yer Kivayger's Kasha also. The Rishash suggests maybe because it's similar to what it says in Baba Kama, Be'isura Asiliyade. When these things went into the owner's Rishus, it went and he wasn't allowed to take it. He wasn't allowed to take it. It belonged to the Aniyim. All of a sudden now it doesn't belong to the Aniyim anymore, but maybe it's affected by how it originally came in. Right? That's why Yeyush, there's a difference by Yisura Asiliyade or Behatera Asiliyade, by Gezela or by Aveda. But that is a big discussion in the Mefarshim. According to this Mishnah, why doesn't it just revert back to the owner? And it gave one answer from the Rishash. Finishing up, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Vahalo. So we gave all these different shirim when the Ashirim are allowed to go in. Rabbi Yehuda says, wait a second. Vahalo, Yeshein, Moskenes, Hazesim. How can you say olives go by the second rain? Some people don't harvest their olives until after that. Vahalo, Yeshein, Moskenes, Hazesim, Elacha, Rabbi Yeshnia. Some people don't harvest their olives except until later. The main harvest isn't until later. So that can't be. It can't go by the second Revia. Interesting line. The Pnei Moshe. We mentioned this outside a few weeks ago. But the language here is Moskin. That's harvest. We mentioned that there's a different word for every fruit. So here, the Pnei Moshe quotes it. Mesika bezesim. Harvesting olives is mesika. Kamo kotzer betua. Like it's sira by grain. Uba anavim botzer. That verb. Uba te'enim ora. By figs, it's ora. Uba tmarim goder. Right, by dates, go there. So there's all different verbs in Hebrew for harvesting. But here, our Mishnah says Moskin. So, says Rabbi Yehuda, some people don't harvest the olives until after the second rain. Ela kedei shehe ani yotzei, v'lo yehe mevi ela ba'arba yisaros. What's the shear? When an ani goes in and he brings out a very paltry little type of sum, arba yisaros. So once that's reached, so then it's open to all. If you look at the Torah's rhyme, the second to last page of the Torah's rhyme, so he comments, he quotes our Gemara, and he just has a suffix. This could have been asked earlier, but it talks about, right, Mishiyachon Emosho. So on that Mishnah, he has the following suffix. He says, what happens, and this relates us back to the beginning of the Masechta, in Bishasa Katsira Lohayu Aniyim L'Mishkal Peya. At the time of the harvest, there were no Aniyim around. And we learned earlier that if there are no Aniyim, there's no mitzvah to leave it for the animals. Or to leave it for the idolaters, right? So if Bishas Katsira, there were no Aniyim, so I cut my whole field. There was no Isser to leave. There's no mitzvah to leave Peya. There's nobody there. Umibnei Zelo Hifrish Peya VeKatzar Kol Sadehu VeAchar Kach Bo Aniyim. And afterwards, I cut the whole field. Now there are Aniyim. Imuchuyev LaHafrish Peya Min Atolish. If you have to leave Peya from Talish, we said before that if you beIsser, if you illegally cut all the Peya, then you have to leave it. Then you have to leave to give payah from talish. And even if you ground it, you have to leave payah from the dough. But here there was no chiyuv. Bekama. There was no chiyuv. Dari chiyuv at the payah, but talish talia, but chiyuv at the kama. As we learned earlier, the chiyuv of talish is only as a backup for the chiyuv to kama. So do we say here, there was no chiyuv of kama, and therefore there's no chiyuv of talish, even when aniyim show up? Or do we say, no, there's a difference? When there's no chiv of kama at all, it's owned by a guy, it's owned by Hekdesh, fine. Here, maybe there is a chiv on the field, there's just no aniyim. And lemaisa, I don't have to fulfill it, but it could be that it's a sadeh hamechuyeves bepeya. That could be. That's his suffix. Do we say, peya wasn't chal, mishim delo havi aniyim, v'al king, gam betolosh ein bo chiv peya. Oh, delo dami lo hasam, or it's not similar. Tekan, afilu kshein aniyim, even though there are no aniyim, mikom akom, chal ala sadeh chiyuvet de peya be'etzem. There is a chiyuv of peya on it. Ela, de kozman shein kan aniyim, ein amuchiyuv l'kayim ha-mitzvah befoal, u lahafrish peya. It's just that if there are no aniyim, I don't have to lamaisa do it, but the field is still one of peya, and that's what he's noted. V'chein nira ladina de mechuyuv peya. It's nira ladina that even though there was no chiyuv. At the time of Kama, l'chora, there would be polish, and therefore the Baal HaBayis would not be able to keep it. Baal HaBayis would not be able to keep it. In that case, you would have to give in talush too. So that's in terms of a new type of chiyuv. Here, our Mishnah is talking about when there was a chiyuv, is there a time that it goes back to the Baal HaBayis and goes away from the aniyim? Okay, we'll have to stop here. Baruch Hashem, we had a haschala into the last paragraph of Maseches Peah as we keep our march going another couple of days to this Masechta before we get unto Demai, which is on the horizon. Okay, we'll stop here.